Hello and welcome to your regular update of the WKD Intermediate Cup with 97.4 Cool FM. My name's Connor Phillips and I was lucky enough to get down and catch both semi-finals between some very hotly contested teams. First up, the game down at Dungannon featured Portadown, strong favourites for the competition, and outsiders Knockbreda. Then, on Wednesday night, I travelled to Lisburn Distillery's home ground to catch Donegal Celtic take on Dundella to find out which teams would go head-to-head in the WKD Intermediate Cup final. First up, down at the home of Dungannon Swifts, a very hotly favoured Portadown took on the Knockbreda Outsiders, the outfit that hails from East Belfast. It was a strange encounter. It was a bumpy pitch and it made for some interesting football. Here's some of the views of the fans, the squad members, the officials and some of the management team from the game. Right, we're about 10 minutes into the Knockbreda match against Portadown in the semi-final of the WKD Intermediate Cup. I am still with the Knockbreda fans. Who have I got here?
Mark Hughes.
Right, Mark, you are the man that's responsible for the transport, I believe, got up and down to the match.
Some of the fans, anyway, some of the friends, I brought them up in the car, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people up from Knockbreda, quite surprised about that.
No, not really, because they're playing well, doing well. It's a new challenge for them to be in the semi-final of a cup, I would say. It's a big cup against Portadown.
Portadown are obviously going to be a big threat to Knockbreda and potentially a big threat to go up this year. Does that faze Knockbreda at all, going up against a big side like Portadown who have played at the top level for so long?
No, there's a few experienced players that have been there themselves, so it's nothing new to them. Obviously the challenges are, and boys can up their game.
What do you think about the semi-final in general, and does Knockbreda have the strength and depth in the squad to win the competition, the WKD Intermediate Cup?
Yeah, well, there's only one more match after this. You know, you mean, get the team on a day, they can certainly do it, yeah.
Who would you fancy in the final?
I don't know, maybe Donegal Celtic. I'd have a bit of flavour to it, possibly.
The game is getting even more exciting. I am lucky enough to get my hands on Stephen McCauley from the Knockbreda staff. Stephen, exciting game so far?
Yeah, it's exciting, it is indeed. I just feel as if we've given Portadown a bit more time on the ball than they actually should be getting, giving away a lot of silly free kicks at the minute. But if we can hang in and reduce our pressure for the next 2 or 3 minutes, hopefully we'll get back in the game and hopefully get a goal early on.
I can see you're very, very strong, very confident going forward. Have you confidence in the boys you have playing up front?
Of course we have, yeah. I mean, we score goals for fun week in, week out, you know. And if we can get the ball forward to our centre forward and get support from midfield, there's no reason why we can't break Portadown down.
I was reading some of the reports before the match about you potentially wanting to hold on, maybe extra time, maybe penalties eventually, but you want to win in the 90 minutes, do you?
Oh, of course we want to win in the 90 minutes, yeah. I mean, we didn't just come here to make up our numbers, we came here to win the game and get in the final.
Well, listen, what does the WKD Intermediate Cup mean to you as a club?
It means an awful lot, considering where the club were 6 months ago. You know, it's been well publicised that they'd won 3 of their first 18 games, and we're now unbeaten at 22, so I don't see any reason why we can't make it to the final.
It is a very, very passionate WKD Intermediate Cup semi-final. I've grabbed Cecil Kerr from the Portadown supporters. Cecil, is this part of a rebuilding process for Portadown?
I think it is, yes. The main thing we have to do this year is get out of this league. I think we'll only sign a few players if we do next year, and we'll try and put back ourselves back to the top of Premiership where we belong, you know.
He's having a good enough run in the league at the moment. Potentially you will do very well, you will get out of it. But the WKD Intermediate Cup, it's a new cup to yourselves. It's a new experience for yourselves over the last couple of years. Is it one you're relishing at the moment?
Well, if you can just look out there, Ronnie's blooding a lot of younger players in this game, you know, and that's what we need. We need things like this here to get young players coming through. A few senior players on there, it's just for a bit of experience. But you like the young lads out there, get a bit of a run, show it, we'll have a bit of depth in the squad, etc. And well, Ronnie maybe see something that he hasn't seen before.
And do you think you do have the potential to go along to do well tonight against a very rugged team?
Yes, they'll fight hard. I think fitness might tell in the end to see which teams comes out at the end for more superior sort of training. I think you'd like to think Portadown at the end of the match should win back a couple of clear goals.
Most pundits are saying it's going to be Donegal Celtic versus Portadown in the final. Do you fancy it, and do you fancy yourselves against Donegal Celtic?
Don't know about that. Dundalk is quite capable of causing an upset, so we'll just have to take that one as it comes. If we get Donegal Celtic, look forward to it. Take it like the next match.
The WKD Intermediate Cup semi-final against Portadown and Knockbreda. Now, I have been told it's a rather under-strength Portadown team. A lot of reserves and maybe third-strength players playing today, but still holding themselves very well against Knockbreda. Now, who have we got here? I understand this is one of the geniuses in the Portadown setup. Who have I got here?
Robert Ramsey.
Robert, what do you think of the game so far?
Well, Knockbreda's not in it. They're just kicking. That's all they're doing. Not playing football.
Well, the Knockbreda fans I was just speaking to a minute ago would say that they're holding you out very well. They're holding you very well at centre half. What do you think of that?
Not very much. They're not doing very much at all.
What about Portadown? Almost through on goal as we speak. But again, Knockbreda getting the ball away. So you think the game today, you think they have it within them to beat Knockbreda today?
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Get the best of the planets, get the best of the crest, for the
birds of the tank to follow. Some very passionate Portadown fans with us at the semi-final of the WKD Intermediate Cup. That's what it's all about. That's what the fans have to say about it. And this is Connor Phillips reporting live for 97.4 Cool FM. Now we've just come from the Portadown fans, a very confident set of Portadown fans telling me how far Portadown we're going to go in this cup and how much we're going to win by. But we have about, I'd say, just over half an hour, just over 30 minutes gone in the game, and Knockbreda have taken the lead. Who have we got here?
Colin Russell.
Colin, I've never seen a man jump so high or so quick in my life. You've just taken the lead against Portadown. How does that feel?
Well, it keeps us in the game. They've had a lot of possession, but we've got the goal now, so we'll see. This suits us, because we'll play them on the break now. So, long hour to go. I wish it was scored a minute ago and not an hour ago, but so far, so good.
Right, well, the benefits you have are you're probably going to be playing down the hill, whatever hill there is here in the second half, so it's going to be good on the break. But is the break not a very risky game to be playing against Portadown?
We're keeping them outside the box, and they're all their efforts have been long free kicks. We cut out the silly free kicks. We'll catch them on the break the second half.
Goal scorer, tell me a bit about him.
John Burns, our captain, and he's did it at Armagh, and I think he did it in the previous round. Got us the goal up for the corner, so it's goal out of nothing, so it's a bit of a bonus for us.
It's 97.4 Cool FM, we're here at the WKD Intermediate Cup semi-final. Tim Marshall, the referee, how are you getting on, Tim?
Not too bad, it's going well.
Going well. It's an open game, surprisingly, for sort of the difference in levels between what potentially Portadown had and what Knockbreda have.
It's very good here, could go either way, you know. Rusty conditions. Let's hope good second half.
What's it been like this year refereeing in the WKD Intermediate Cup? You're quite a youthful referee, you have to say. What's it been like?
That's been a good experience, you know, throughout. The best team win here. It's very good football here in Northern Ireland. It's a good cup to have.
What do you make of the cup in general? Because, you know, there is other cups and a lot made of the other cups, a lot made of the leagues and the championships as well. But the WKD Intermediate Cup seems to be a cup that gives extra players an extra chance.
Yes, it's a big cup, big competition. It's one if you're a player you definitely want to win. I say you're the best in your club in Northern Ireland.
So despite the confidence, some would say overconfidence, of the Portadown supporters, it was the Knockbreda outfit who came away 1-0 winners in the first semi-final of this year's WKD Intermediate Cup. It was Miguel Chinese who picked up the Man of the Match award, and it's going to be an interesting one. Who's going to go head-to-head with this Knockbreda outfit? And can the Knockbreda team go all the way to lift its first piece of silverware this season? We'll find out in the final of this year's WKD Intermediate Cup.